Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Ephesians 5:15.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Ephesians 5:15. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Do you ever catch a glimpse of your calendar and wonder how in the world your schedule became so busy? I used to struggle with this a lot. I often said yes to things and took on new responsibilities with little forethought, and I soon found myself overwhelmed and overtired. Worse, because I spent so much time and energy on tasks God hadn't assigned, I had little left over for what He had. My spiritual health, relational health, and mental health suffered. Ephesians 5:15 motivated me to change my typical responses. Whereas I'd once replied to unexpected requests with a quick and cheerful, absolutely, I learned to pause, to allow my thoughts to catch up with my ears, and to say something like, that sounds like a worthwhile project that deserves quality attention. I'll pray on this and get back to you. That helped me align my life more closely with God's will, which increased my effectiveness, my peace, and my intimacy with Jesus Christ. Today's verse begins with the word therefore, pointing back to the passage preceding it, where we're told to imitate Christ and to love others as He loves us. The Lord who bled and died for me and you, He loved us in the most sacrificial way possible, and we are to pattern our lives and our choices after His. That's a crucial posture to prayerfully cultivate and to maintain prior to making any decision, to seek God's will above our own, because selfishness and pride tends to cloud God's voice and lead to confusion rather than clarity. Confusion, in turn, can lead to panic and rushed decisions, whereas clarity leads to wisdom, effectiveness, increased freedom, and peace. Consider the words recorded in Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. In this passage, we read, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Notice the progression. We begin by reflecting upon all God is and all He's done, the abundant mercy He provided through the death and resurrection of His Son. And as we do, gratitude builds within us, motivating us to give our lives back to the one who gave His life for us. This, Scripture says, through the yielding of our lives, is how we show the depth and the strength of our worship. And as we grow in Christ, He renews our mind so that we begin to think like Him, with wisdom rather than folly, and clarity rather than confusion. We aren't to make decisions impulsively, haphazardly, or to devote our lives to personal pleasure and entertainment. Our time, energy, gifts, passions, and skills hold way too much eternal value for us to squander them away. We were created to leave an eternal impact, to positively affect lives for generations to come. This is what it means to live, or as some translations state, to walk, with wisdom, with effectiveness, with forethought, rather than fruitlessness and regret. Our walk refers to our outward expression of our internal beliefs, not what we claim to believe, but rather the true, deeply held beliefs our actions reveal. If we say we trust God, that He is who He says He is and will do what He says He'll do, but feel panicked when we lose our jobs, then our trust might primarily lie with our paycheck and not with our eternal provider. Or if we seek pleasure through sin, then we might not truly believe that God's ways lead to freedom and joy, which also means we might not truly believe that He wants us to experience joy, or we might think that He lacks the power to grant us the vibrant and deeply satisfying life He promised. Walk also refers to movement, which is a fitting analogy for our spirituality because we're always heading in one of two directions. We're always either heading towards God or away from Him, towards increased life or increased relational, spiritual, and emotional death. The good news is when we are heading in the wrong direction, we can stop and change directions at any point. Scripture refers to that as repentance. And at any time, we can step back on that good and hope-filled path that God mapped out for us. A path that will lead us to increased freedom and that will also position us in places for God to use us to bring freedom to others. And that is our best route to soul deep fulfillment. In fact, we won't and cannot experience all God has for us apart from living the way that He desires. With careful, strategic, surrendered forethought based on wisdom He provides through Scripture, the still soft voice of His Spirit, and advice from spiritually mature, Christ-following friends. I don't know what this might look like for you in the week, the month, or even the year ahead. I don't know what opportunities God might ask you to accept and what He will lead you to turn down. I don't know how He might want to lead you to spend your time, your talents, or your energy. But I do know He will show you because He wants us to live wisely and obediently. He wants that even more than we do, which means so long as we are seeking His will in a posture of humbled obedience, we can trust Him to direct our steps. Let's pray. Holy Father, You are so faithful and attentive. We know that You love us deeply, that You want what's best for us. You want to guide us moment by moment and day by day. You are transforming us with everything we experience, with everything we encounter. And You have such good plans for us. Thank You that You want us to live lives of impact, of joy, of peace, and fulfillment. You alone know how to fulfill us. And we seek You, we trust You. So help us to seek You moment by moment and day by day, and to follow wholeheartedly after You. Show us when we are heading in the wrong direction, and lovingly nudge us back onto the path that You have marked out for us. Help us to walk with forethought and with wisdom. We love You, and it is in the name of Your Son, our victorious Savior, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.